So just as David, in his rejection by the people of Jerusalem under their king, became a person to whom these individuals gathered with nothing, having nothing and no resources. They gathered themselves to him because they thought, this is the one in whom we can find satisfaction. This is the one who is going to give us the resources that we need. This is the one who's going to do all that because he's the man that God has chosen. You can read them in verse 5. The prophet God spake to David. There are two things found here, two persons I should say, two things found here that are very important to those who are gathered together unto the name of the Lord Jesus. Two things that are found here with David, they're very important to those who are gathered unto David. And one is the prophet. The prophet God. Gathered unto the name of the Lord Jesus, we gather unto him because he wants to give us of himself. He wants to give us something that will help us as we go along, knowing that we are in a hostile land, knowing that we are in a place where we have no resources, no help, we are in debt, discontented, and in distress. So he wants to give us something. And the prophet God is there. And he gives David this word. Abide not in the home. Depart and get thee into the land of Judah. And then David departed and came into the forest of Herod. The prophet gives a word for the moment, a word that is needed by the people. So he says, don't hang out in this place. Don't stay here. Get thee into the land of Judah. He gives the mind of God to the people. And what does Judah represent? Judah represents praise. The scripture in Psalm 50 says, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Psalm 50, verse 23, I think. Why then would a person tell David, don't stay in the hole? It looks like a nice place to hide. Remember at one point he was in a cave and Saul came in to rest and all his men gathered round the sides of the cave and Saul didn't see him. And Saul and David took a knife and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe. And poor Saul didn't know. When Saul went out, David came up behind him and said to Abner, is this how you're taking care of your master? So he could have stayed in the cave. At least the cave gave some protection. No, don't stay in the cave. Perhaps sometimes we need, God gives us a word that might seem to contradict common sense. But God knows all things. And so the prophet tells him, you don't stay in the hole. You move to the place, you go back to the land of Judah, the land of praise. In other words, when we come together, God wants to hear the praises of his people. He wants to hear the praises of his people. When we come together unto his name, he wants us to praise him. And I don't mean gentlemen, you gotta praise the Lord. No, not that at all. We thank him for his gifts. We praise him for his act. We worship him for his person. So his act, the things that he does, the things that he has done, we give him praise for. So he says to him, you do not depart in the hole, you go into the land of Judah. And here is where one of the things that a person, those who are gathered together unto the name of the Lord Jesus, if you are gathered to his name, we have this assurance that we have the word of God for our help, to point us to what is important, praising God. You notice it doesn't say anything about ourselves. He is the focus of our attention. And then we come to chapter, verse 20. We read another thing that we have, that is the priesthood. Verse 20 of 1 Samuel 22. Verse 20. we have the priesthood. How do we have the priesthood? Well, Saul, through Doeg, has killed all the priests, the priestly family. Isn't this what we see in the world today? That the first man has done away with the priestly family. In other words, getting before God and being in a position to offer the very praise to God. Being in a position where he can give the message that God has for the people. When Adam sinned, he forfeited the opportunity to give a message from God to the people. God had put him there. God had put him there to take care of the garden, to be a representative for God on this earth. But in his disobedience, he had ceased to be that representative. And now, in picture, Saul showed that that representative he had no desire for. So he killed the priestly family. But this one left and went to David. So in the hold, with David, you had, he was the king, though in rejection. You have the prophet, the word of God, and the priesthood. Those that represented God before the people. That's what we have when we come together unto his name. We have the king, who is our Lord, Jesus Christ. We have the prophet, the word of God, the mind of God for the moment. And we have those who represent God before the people. In 1 Peter chapter 2, that representation is seen in two ways. Verse 5, we are holy priests to offer sacrifices of people. And then we are royal priests to show forth the praises of him who has brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. One is vertical before God, and the other one is horizontal before man. That's what those who are gathered unto the name of the Lord Jesus ask. Now you ask, but don't other people who are not similarly gathered have such, what have they do? They're believers, they have that, but do they recognize it? That's an interesting question. But we'll go on. We're not here to judge. Chapter 24 of the Gospel of Luke.